Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Deborah Becker.
Public health officials say a measles outbreak began at a Trader Joe's on Route 9 in Framingham. The disease was officially eliminated in the U.S. more than a decade ago, but last year there were three times as many measles infections in the U.S. as there have been in previous years.
For more on this, we contacted Dr. Benjamin Kruskel. He's a specialist in pediatrics and infectious diseases. State health officials say anyone who visited that Trader Joe's in Framingham on February 15th or 16th may have been exposed to the measles, which Dr. Kruskel says is highly contagious.
Measles, fortunately, is relatively rare in the United States because we've been able to keep our immunization rates up pretty well, but there are still a few susceptible people around.
So first off, tell me how contagious it is and how it's spread. Is it through the air, through hand-to-hand contact, or what happens?
Measles is spread through the air, and it's so contagious it lasts in the air up to 2 hours after someone with measles has walked through a room.
And who is susceptible?
People who haven't been vaccinated, so that generally means infants under 12 months. In the U.S., we presume that anyone born before 1957 almost certainly had the measles and is immune on that basis.
Who should maybe get a booster?
Well, anybody who isn't certain of their immunity should check with their primary care physician, who will often have records that will clearly indicate one way or the other.
And you're definitely immune for life if you get a dose of, it's the MMR vaccine, measles,
right.
Mumps, rubella, is that right?
Two doses, yeah.
Two doses, and then you're immune for life, you don't need another round.
Exactly, you don't generally need boosters.
I see. So how dangerous is the measles?
It's a miserable illness for anybody who gets it, but it has a pretty high rate of complications. About 1 to 3 of every 1,000 cases of measles in the U.S. result in death.
This is dangerous, really. I thought measles was essentially a bunch of red bumps.
It is a very substantially concerning illness. There are also other complications, including pneumonia and encephalitis.
Yeah. Is there a particular age group for that 1 to 3 statistic? Is it primarily young children?
That's a sort of an all-comers case fatality rate, but it is particularly concerning in younger children.
Mm. Can you describe the symptoms?
Typically, people start out with fever, then cough, runny nose, perhaps red eyes, and 2 or 3 days into the illness, the rash begins on the face and head and gradually moves all the way down the body. And the spots are small red or pink spots or perhaps slightly raised bumps. And when the rash really gets going, it can be so intense that the bumps can merge together into sort of big red patches.
And this, it's my understanding, can happen, you know, for a relatively long time after you've been exposed to measles. Like, you'll get the symptoms much later.
The incubation period from the time of exposure to the first symptoms is in the 8 to 12 day range.
What do you suggest that folks do if they're concerned that they may have been exposed here?
So the first thing to do is clarify whether they were in one of the locations where we know measles was. Often people understandably get concerned and don't realize that they were in a store where measles was on a different day, in which case it's not an issue at all. If they truly were exposed, then they should check in with their primary care doctor, who can assess what's known about their immunity, help them get checked for immunity if need be, and take whatever measures are necessary to get them immune.
At this point, can they get then the vaccine at any time?
They can get the vaccine at any time, but it probably doesn't protect against that particular exposure unless it's received pretty promptly. We say within 72 hours of the exposure.
Is there any way to know at home if you have the measles? Because don't you run the risk then of going to a healthcare provider and then possibly infecting others?
You're quite right. So anybody who thinks they may have the measles, anybody with fever and a rash who may have been exposed, should start by calling their healthcare provider and saying, I'm afraid I may have the measles. The healthcare provider then has the responsibility of figuring out how to safely determine whether they have the measles and how to avoid exposing others.
Now, we're hearing about these cases in Massachusetts, two cases that we've heard of thus far. I believe those are the first since August of 2013. Those were the last confirmed cases of measles in Massachusetts. We're hearing about cases in California. Is this an increase? And what do you attribute that to, if it is?
We've been seeing a gradual increase in the number of cases of measles in the U.S. You know, a lot of the outbreaks are probably related to people who are afraid of being immunized, often in large groups, communities that together decide they're not interested in immunization.
Okay, Dr. Benjamin Kruskal, he specializes in pediatrics and infectious diseases. Thanks very much for speaking with us.
It's a pleasure.